This is David Duke. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcast into the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, wherever they may live upon the earth. And certainly this broadcast is important to all peoples, all heritages, all cultures on this planet. We believe at DavidDuke.com that every heritage, every ethnic group, every nation has a right to determine their own destiny and have a society reflecting their own values. That's the core belief we have here. We don't believe in any sort of supremacism, any sort of compulsion of one people against another. We believe in freedom, in the true concepts of freedom. And because we do, we're very much opposed to the ultimate racial supremacism, which we believe to be Zionism, or what we call Jewish supremacism. They're determined not simply to rule over the West Bank or to destroy their neighbors like Palestine. They are determined to really dominate both the media and government of many other nations of the world, and we believe very much so. They've dominated the American government and really brought us into wars and conflicts that are serving their agenda, not ours. We believe the war in Iraq is a war for Israel, not for America. And we believe their control is so great, or their influence is so powerful, that they have been able to successfully keep from the knowledge of the American people their acts of treachery and even terrorism against the United States of America. I've been doing my audio book, which is, of course, Jewish Supremacism, and I've just been completing Chapter 11. This is the last and final segment of Chapter 11, which is Israel, Treachery and Terrorism Against the United States. In this chapter, I've outlined very clearly and given all the incontrovertible facts that Israel has launched terrorist actions, murderous actions against the United States of America. And I've shown how the media has covered it up, and their agents in government have swept this incredible treachery under the rug. Well, let's go ahead and go on with the next section, and we're going to take up with the Israeli spy ring that I discussed earlier that was apprehended in the United States by the FBI and the DEA and many other American groups. And then we had this man loyal to Israel, an ardent Zionist, an ardent Jewish supremacist, Michael Chertoff, release these men, including those caught filming and cheering the attack on the World Trade Center, and the people involved in shadowing Muhammad Atta. He released them and let them return to Israel, far from the reach of American investigators such as the 9/11 Commission. Anyway, it's an amazing story, and I think you'll find this to be a very interesting wrap-up of this very important chapter. Thanks so much, and let's go ahead and get going. This is Israel, Treachery and Terrorism Against the United States, the final part. Next section is Zionist Agent Frees Israeli Spy Ring. One of the highest-ranking Zionist agents in the federal government, Michael Chertoff, committed the final act of treason in connection with the apprehension of the Israeli spy ring. Chertoff was head of the Justice Department's Terrorism Task Force, as well as being head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. He had authority over the prosecution of the Israeli spy ring, the largest spy ring ever apprehended in the United States of America. The arrested included the five Israeli Mossad agents caught filming and celebrating the first few minutes of the 9/11 attacks. Not only had the 140 apprehended Israeli spies committed easily proven high crimes of conspiracy to commit espionage, they had much material information on the 9/11 terrorists, invaluable for the planned congressional investigation and the 9/11 Commission. Prosecution of the Israeli spies on serious life imprisonment espionage charges would have led to plea deals whereby the whole spy ring would have unraveled. The prosecution and trials would have been a public relations nightmare for Israel and inflicted even greater damage than the Pollard case. It also would have led to public knowledge of Israeli treachery in regard to the 9/11 attacks. Did Israel's treachery consist of not informing us of the planned attacks, or did Israeli Mossad agents and infiltrators in Al-Qaeda itself actually instigate and aid, or perhaps shepherd them? As the Levant affair and the attack on the USS Liberty show, Israel would not have refrained from secretly sponsoring terrorist attacks against the United States if it saw them as strategically advantageous. In one of the most blatant acts of treason in American history, Michael Chertoff quietly dropped charges against the apprehended Israeli spies and let them return to Israel, where they would be completely out of the reach of subsequent investigators. From Europe, early in 2002, I appeared live on the Fox Wire program with Rita Crosby on the Fox News Network and denounced the Israeli spy ring. After their release, I railed against the treason that freed them. In November of 2002, I traveled to Qatar and did a primetime interview with Al Jazeera exposing Jewish supremacism and the treason going on against America. Newsweek magazine reported that the Jewish-dominated State Department had actually threatened the network, Al Jazeera, in an attempt to prevent my appearance. Now, this is a direct quote from Newsweek, Periscope section, November 25, 2002, Mark Hosenbaum. Quote, but U.S. officials are keeping an eye on Al Jazeera's programs. One example, on November 13, a talk show featured David Duke, who was labeled as an ex-GOP representative from Louisiana. Duke once served in the Louisiana House of Representatives. Of course, that is a proper label. Duke used the airtime to vent an assortment of anti-Semitic canards, saying Israel sat on warnings of 9/11 and Israelis in the Twin Towers were warned to evacuate hours before the attacks. The State Department lodged a protest with Al Jazeera over the Duke broadcast. An administration official said Al Jazeera would be subject to the same kind of message discipline, reduced access for hostile coverage, that the White House uses to goad American media outlets. In America, and that's unquote, in America, no hate laws can be applied to repress those dissidents who dare to expose Jewish supremacists. So application of complicated financial and tax laws is their usual weapon of choice to discredit and hinder enemies. Now, a few months later, a federal government official decided to prosecute me. I leave it to the reader to decide if Chertoff's prosecution of me was coincidental. And he was the man in Washington that signed off on my prosecution. 9/11, good for Israel. Perhaps one of the most telling statements was recorded by a New York Times reporter when he questioned the former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a man every bit as barbaric as Ariel Sharon. Here are the words of the excited former Israeli Prime Minister. Quote, asked tonight what the attack meant for relations between the United States and Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Prime Minister, replied, quote, it's very good, unquote. Then he edited himself, well, not very good, but it will generate immediate sympathy, unquote. Sharon and his fellow Jewish supremacists did not warn American authorities and save thousands of American lives because they knew such a horrible event would reverse all of Israel's recent losses. September 11 would be a 21st century Pearl Harbor, galvanizing the American people for war, their war. Of course, not warning America about the impending attacks would make Israel a cold-blooded accomplice in mass terror and murder. But please tell me, when has Israel or Ariel Sharon shrunk from such treachery? Zionists have never worried about the loss of innocent lives to achieve their ends. The Israeli state was founded on terror such as perpetrated at Deir Yassin, when Menachem Begin's thugs brutally murdered over 250 men, women, and children. Only Jewish supremacists would have the chutzpah to then purposely publicize the atrocity in order to terrorize the Palestinians into fleeing from their homes and lands. And as I already pointed out, Ben-Gurion purposefully even blew up an entire ship of his own people, appropriately on Christmas Day, back in the earliest days of Zionism, to accomplish his supremacist objectives. One fact is irrefutable. Zionists are as responsible for the attack on America just as surely as if they themselves had piloted those plane bombs. It was caused by the Jewish control of the American media and Congress and its blind support of over 50 years of Israeli terrorism and murder against the Palestinians and other peoples of the Mideast. Their supremacism over America can be illustrated by the fact that the American government has continued to support Israel with guns and money even after it committed direct acts of terrorism and treachery against the United States, such as in the Levant affair, the assault on USS Liberty, and in the ongoing spying and sabotaging of American interests. The truth is that Zionists not only seek Jewish supremacism over the hapless Palestinians, they seek supremacism over all of us, no matter what our race or nationality. It's not just America they want supremacy over. It's Canada and Britain and France and Germany and Russia and every other nation upon the earth. Jewish supremacists already control the Hollywood movie and television industry, music, and the news media that so strongly influenced the entire civilized world. They are the most powerful single force, in fact, an irresistible force, in the government of the United States. Through that control, they also direct the most powerful military might the world has ever known and can thus extend their supremacism even to nations where their power is not as pervasive as in the United States. The Jewish supremacists have purposefully orchestrated the non-European immigration that will dispossess European Americans the same way that Jewish immigration into Palestine has displaced the Palestinians. They have consciously led the effort to make European Americans a minority in our own country, as they made Palestinians a minority in Palestine. They seek nothing less than to destroy the genetic, cultural identity, and nationalism of all peoples other than their own. While they preach open borders for us, they preach ultranationalism for their own people and support for Israel, which has not a religious but essentially a genetic requirement or heritage requirement for immigration. The inescapable truth is that Jewish supremacists hate the European people and Christians just as much as they hate Muslim Arabs and Palestinians. They teach their children fear and hatred toward all Gentiles, and they endlessly recite Christian and Muslim persecutions against them. Their media teaches hatred of their Gentile enemies, from Pharaoh to Haman to Hitler and Hussein. Their hate propaganda is as ancient as the Talmud and as modern as movies such as the horrifying fiction of Schindler's List. The most popular website in all of Israel illustrates the vicious anti-European bias of Jewish supremacism. It's called Gamla News and Views, and it was instrumental in the 1996 elections in Israel that brought the Likud and Netanyahu to power. Articles appear in Hebrew and English. Usually, articles in all Hebrew publications are far more vehement against Gentiles than those they translate into English, but the following article appears in English on their site and is written by their most popular commentator, Emmanuel Winston. In anger over American and European urging of Israel to make peace with the Palestinians, Winston let out the true feelings of Jewish supremacist hatred toward European Americans. Perhaps nothing better illustrates that it is not only the Palestinians they seek to ethnically cleanse and wipe out, but European and Americans as well. As any prostitute, and this is a direct quote from Emmanuel Winston from one of the largest websites in Israel, as any prostitute can tell you for a fee, they will agree to do anything you want. The Europeans are really a low, immoral people that would sell their mother and then deliver. How easily any sense of humanity, of civilization, slips away from their face, leaving only the beast. This beast has many faces and names. Sometimes they are called Germans, Poles, Croatians, Ukrainians, while other times they become the Church, the Red Cross, our prime ministers, kings, Führer. Then in a quick change, we see some Americans, French, English, and finally, there is the contaminated Jew called the leftist. It doesn't really matter, this name or that. Underneath, there is a strand, a bond that society teaches children to hate the other, the different ones. These are people of ultimate evil, as the beast stays just below the surface, ready to savage, ready to kill the Jew. Unquote. Now, immediately after this obscenely hateful Jew calls Europeans prostitutes and beasts, Winston then hypocritically alleges that Europeans teach children to hate the other, the different ones, which he means to be Jews. The truth is, of course, that the very core of Judaism teaches hatred of Gentiles, as Mr. Winston is expressing in this very article. Winston goes on to blatantly cheer the genocide of the European people, and I quote, "The planet would be well rid of the European predator. Perhaps we will be fortunate to live in such interesting times, an old Chinese curse, to see the decline and disappearance of the graveyard called Europe. The Europeans, the English, and the American Arabists once again come together and crack the whip over the Jews." Now let me again repeat. Gamla is the top website in Israel and supported by major Jewish political figures such as Benjamin Netanyahu. Winston calls for the ridding of the planet of the European people. The article is nothing less than a call for genocide. Imagine for a moment if any major commentator in America called Jews prostitutes and beasts and said, quote, "The planet would be well rid of the Jewish predator. Perhaps we will be fortunate to live in such interesting times to see the decline and disappearance of the graveyard called Israel." Unquote. And by the way, I'm reluctant to make that quote on this tape because I can just see our enemies taking the tape and saying this is what David Duke believes instead of showing how that this is what they are saying about us. Now contemplate the outcry if any Christian commentator made such a statement about Jews. In most countries of Europe, the offender would be charged with a hate crime and sent to prison. Even American activists who have academically contested some historical aspects of the Holocaust have been put into jail when they've touched down on European soil, such as in Germany. Do you think Mr. Emanuel Winston faces that possibility? Don't hold your breath. This paranoid Jewish supremacist accuses the very same people who have most supported Israel and all of its terrible suppression against the Palestinians as, quote, hating Jews. After calling Europeans beasts and prostitutes and ardently hoping for a genocide, he then claims it's Europeans who are the hateful ones. Such is typical of the 14-carat Jewish supremacist hypocrisy that deluges the Western world. Jewish supremacists have also been the instigators of the globalism that is sweeping away American sovereignty and truly the freedoms, the economic independence, and the cultural values of all nations. They are the architects of so-called hate laws that are the modern equivalent of medieval laws against blasphemy or heresy. Only this time, it is the state and media-sponsored religion of Jewish supremacism that is beyond questioning. In the wake of the September attacks of 2001 and the subsequent global war against terrorism that follows, they orchestrate the most massive infringement of rights and freedom in history. They're setting up a world government and world police state that will make it a serious criminal offense to utter a word against their hatred and supremacism. They think of themselves as the new gods, and those who love freedom, they're designated as the new heretics. They're even preparing for us dungeons and torture chambers similar to the Bolshevik Red Terror. Jewish pundits and even famous Jewish, quote, civil libertarians such as Alan Dershowitz are now calling for the legalization of torture. Am I an alarmist? Were the early Palestinian resistance fighters alarmists when they said that the Zionist settlers coming to Palestine in the 1940s had not come to live as good neighbors, but to take their country and enslave their people? Were the white Russians alarmists when they warned that the Jewish Bolsheviks would wipe away freedom and cast Mother Russia into a sea of blood. Actually, the reality of Jewish Bolshevism was far worse than anything envisioned by the most vehement critics of Jewish supremacism. Were political untouchables like Patrick Buchanan and myself alarmists when we warned that Americans would suffer international acts of terror and murder by supporting the crimes of the Zionist state? Were we wrong in predicting that at the cost of American lives and billions of American dollars that America would be used to go fight wars for Israel, no matter how harmful they would be for American interests at home and abroad? The acknowledged primary advocate and architect of the 1993 Iraq War was Richard Perle, an extreme Zionist on the Pentagon Policy Advisory Board. There is no greater treachery than for Jewish supremacists to involve America into wars against the interests of our own nation. And how many more wars must we fight for Israel? And what will be the final cost and the ultimate end? In my preface, I quoted Ben-Gurion's vision of the future he made in Look magazine in 1962. Quote, "In Jerusalem, the United Nations, a truly United Nations, will build a shrine of the prophets to serve the federated union of all continents, and this will be the Supreme Court. This will be the seat of the Supreme Court of mankind." I wonder if you, dear reader and dear listener, after digesting more than 260 pages of this book, might now share my fears that Ben-Gurion's dark dreams are dangerously close to fulfillment. Is my fear only some anti-Semitic nightmare? Or will the reader find it a healthy reaction to the ravings and dangers of unbridled Jewish supremacism? Jewish supremacism, radical Jewish extremism, is by far the most critical issue of the 21st century world. Jewish supremacism is a term synonymous with terror. It strikes against the very heart of the two most precious things in life for every people on earth: survival and freedom. Well, that's the end of the Israel chapter of Terrorism and Treachery Against the United States of America, chapter 11, and tomorrow we'll begin with chapter 12, A Holocaust Inquiry. A fascinating chapter, and we will begin that chapter with a quote by Dr. Norman Finkelstein, where he says, quote, "Much of the literature on Hitler's final solution is worthless as scholarship. Indeed, the field of Holocaust studies is replete with nonsense, if not sheer fraud. Given the nonsense that is turned out daily by the Holocaust industry, the wonder is that there are so few skeptics." And this is a man, by the way, whose parents were, quote, Holocaust survivors, Jews that survived this period of history. That will begin tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with me. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And until then, please take care. God bless you and your family. Work hard for the freedom of yourselves and your children. And please help us continue this work. It's your support that enables my work to be successful. It takes a lot of effort to do this audiobook and a lot of effort to write and research the books and articles that I do on a constant basis, a day-to-day basis, in addition to my other tasks and speeches and gatherings and consultations and teaching. And I have to have your support if I'm able to continue this work. It's a very thankless job sometimes, and I would appreciate your help. That's the best way you can help me, is to thank me, get this material out to your neighborhood, to your city, to your state, and to your world. Thanks so much. I look forward to being with you tomorrow.